Good Monday morning to you. Hope you had a great day yesterday, worshiping the Lord with God's people and learned something from His Word. We're encouraged and challenged by it as well. Well, today we're reading in our Bible reading plan in 1 Samuel chapters 27 and 28. We're also reading a few verses in 1 Chronicles 12 and then also Psalm 7 today. I want to zero in on chapter 27 of 1 Samuel, because it's going to set the stage for what's coming tomorrow in our discussion. But in 1 Samuel 27, I want you to notice how we get into trouble when our starting premise is in error. Here's what I mean by that. Chapter 27, verse 1, David said in his heart, this is what he said, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul." Okay, there's his starting premise. That's what he's going to base his next decisions upon, this statement. I know I shall someday perish by the hand of Saul. Now, let's be frank. David was a man. And I think sometimes we tend to elevate some of these characters in the Bible to be, you know, maybe super spiritual and beyond the failings of even godly men and today. But the reality is that David was a man, and David, in his sinful humanity, came to this conclusion, this faulty starting point in his thinking, as a lack of faith. Because what happened all the way back in 1 Samuel 16? 1 Samuel 16, David was anointed by Samuel to be Saul's replacement as the next king of Israel. Well, if Saul kills David, then can the Lord's promise ever come to pass? No. The Lord's promised David, you're going to be the king in the stead of Saul. And so he can be confident that, you know, whatever else happens, Saul's not going to be able to kill David, all right? He may chase him, he may do all kinds of things and make his life miserable. But he is not going to succeed in killing him, because that would prevent God's promise from coming to pass. Even Saul's son Jonathan had the conclusion that, David, you're going to take my father's place. You're going to be the next king. So here's the thing. David started this line of thinking with a false premise, and that false premise was, Saul's going to kill me. And because that was his premise, then he made a terrible conclusion. He reached a terrible conclusion, because this is what he said: "There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. Because Saul's going to kill me, therefore I need to go to the land of the Philistines." And he did. The Philistines, of course, were the enemies of Israel. And therefore, in reality, they were David's enemies. They would become terrible enemies of David's in the future when he became the king. But right now he says, you know, Saul's going to kill me, so I need to go hide out with the enemy. And what did he do when he got there? If you follow the rest of the story in chapter 27, he engaged in some really morally repugnant activities. He slaughtered whole villages and lied about it. He deceived the king of the Philistines, Achish in Gath. He deceived him and made him think that he was attacking villages in Judah, when in reality, David was destroying Philistine villages and he was plundering them. And he enlisted the help of the enemy against his own people. He was enlisted to help the enemy against his own people in chapter 28. Now, how did he get into such a mess? Well, with his starting point. His starting point was wrong. And I would suggest to you that the same is true in our lives. If our starting premise is in error, if our beginning premise is marked by a lack of faith and trust and in what God has already said, then the conclusions we draw are going to lead us astray, lead us down a path that we're going to be sorry for later. So let's take a lesson from David's playbook here and not put it in ours, okay, and learn from his mistakes. So our Father and our God, we do thank you for this challenge today and how easy it is when we get our eyes off you and off of your promises to end up with faulty starting points that will lead us in wrong directions. Deliver us from that, we pray. And we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. All right, well, listen, I hope your week gets off to a good start and trust the Lord to give you a good day today. God bless.